Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tent City Radio.
Okay. So it's some parents you have to ask.
Yeah, it's some adults that know the answer to this question.
No.
ain't gonna tell it.
Right, so I mean,
they not gonna tell it.
Right, so that's why I say when it comes to family secrets, do you let? I mean, do you keep them? Like, I don't know. I mean, some secrets do you keep, some secrets do you tell? I mean, I don't know.
Well, it probably wouldn't be a secret if it was meant to tell.
But shit, wouldn't you want to know if that's your sister or brother?
Not if it's gonna fuck shit up. We just keep on going as we are. Shit.
But you don't know that. I mean, so, okay, what if it ever came out? Would you be mad that you never knew?
I don't know if I would be mad, but I'll probably have some questions. I don't think I'd be mad about it. I mean, you know. If it came out that my little sister was actually my cousin... Yeah, I got some questions. I mean, how did that,
right.
Who fucking who? I mean, that's, and why?
Exactly.
Y'all know
who fucking who?
Exactly. That would be a question. And
I
mean, then would that change the rest of the family's connection? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it wouldn't change that as far as I'm concerned, because, like I said, they still both be my cousins, so it don't matter.
So you got cousins who you believe might be brother and sister. That means that the uncle and the auntie was doing stuff they didn't have no business doing, right?
Right.
So, I mean, do you really want to drag out that there was possibly incest in your family?
No, incest. How not? No, hold on, baby. We some damn fools, but we ain't that kind of. My family ain't that kind of damn fools.
So how would they be brother and sister otherwise if it wasn't incest?
I mean, that's just like two sisters having kids by the same guy.
Oh, okay. So it's one of the
families. Hold on, now you going too far with me. I know my family fucked up, but we ain't that fucked up.
that's a legitimate. I mean, I think that would. Ain't that the first thing? Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
I don't know how you think it.
Well, if one of the family members a family member by marriage, because if they're blood related, okay, then that scratches incest altogether.
Yeah, please hurry up, scratch incest off. Damn.
You brought it up. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
This from Sin City to Jerry Springer.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, you mean to tell me, I'm going to tell you, as far as I'm concerned now, I won't bring it up. I won't say nothing about it. But come on, you got to admit, that's a juicy secret.
I don't think he can do that. Because I could see you at a family function.
Full of that shit.
You might not say it outright, but you know, you might say something on the sly. Oh, I know what's going on. You know how you say something on the sly and to let them know that you know.
I'm gonna be that drunk uncle that comes to the family reunion every year and get some shit. That little Jimmy ain't yours no way. What? That nigga look anything like you? That nigga look just like old David over there.
Mm-hmm.
So he be looking over there talking about Junior.
You know, dimples ain't on our side of the family. Where'd she get them dimples from?
Okay.
Well, no. See, I could honestly say dimples are on that side of the family. But, God damn. You know what? Nah, I wouldn't. But not, all right, so help me out here. I know, I mean, Liquor Store, I know you got one. I know you got one that you just like, man, I never say it, but if it ever got out, it'd be some shit.
Well, shit, you already know mine. The fact that my husband is a minister, I don't want nobody to know that.
Well, no, we don't mean that one. We mean some shit that wouldn't rock the boat, but I mean, we talking about like
you,
some rock
the
boat shit.
If you knew
the
man, it might rock the boat.
You said what?
If you knew the man, it could rock the boat. You know what I'm saying? If you knew him personally, yeah, that's a boat rocker.
Okay, well, that's the one. What about you, Janine? You got one that would just rock the family to the core?
Well, I don't think it's a, because it didn't came out, so it's not a family secret anymore. But my one cousin turned my other cousin out, so they basically don't like. They girls.
Wait, why, huh?
They both girls.
Are they first cousins?
Yes.
Okay, all right, now definitions. Explain turned out. I gotta take something out of father's time. Explain it to me like I'm a first grader.
Turned her out to like women.
She hooked her up with different women, or she didn't gave her the spread of eagle and gave her the business.
No, I think they was doing each other too. But they, you know, was doing. Mm-hmm. But I think my uncle then found out. That's what my sister told me. Because the girl, one of the girls is my sister, the other girl is my cousin.
So is that incest, even though it's same sex?
When that came out, mm-hmm. What did the family do? I mean, okay, first and foremost, what did the parents do?
I don't think my father know because he hasn't said nothing about it. So I don't know if he knows. He hasn't said anything to me about it. But my cousin, which is my daddy's brother's daughter, you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Her parents know because they wanted to have a birthday party for my sister over at their house because they got the big house. Well, it's really my other auntie's house. They just live there. So they wanted to have a birthday party over there. And they was like, nah, we don't even want her around here. You know, she turned her out and all this and that. Like, that's the reason, you know, why she... bisexual or whatever, because I mean they're not gay. They sleep with men too, but.
Okay, so now did your sister turn your cousin out, or did your cousin turn your sister out?
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? I don't really know.
You just know somebody got turned out.
Yes, I don't know the truth of the matter. I know they both was doing it, so I don't know who did who. You know what I'm saying? Who did it to who? I don't know. I would say. It was the cousin. I mean, her older brother was gay. So, seriously, why would y'all think my sister did it to the cousin? You feel what I'm saying? So, they act like they ain't had no gay kids before her or something. Your oldest son was gay.
do you think that's hereditary? Or a motherfucker just been around a motherfucker so long that they adapted to it? Like, you think, like, your cousin, like, might have been around the gay son so long that she adapted to, like, okay, well, shit, that looked cool. I tried.
I think with our family, we just try whatever. we don't care. I mean, it's like we was raised where anything can go. Like, nobody told us no, that we couldn't do things. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, in regards to certain aspects, I think, like, my uncle used to beat up his wife, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that changes things in regards to kids on how they see the opposite sex. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. You know what? I never really thought about that, but
because a man,
I
a boy
go with
growing
that.
Up, a boy growing up. I mean, this is actually true. I mean, it don't happen in all instances. I'm not saying that. But in some instances, you know, a boy becomes gay because he more relates to the mom. You see what I'm saying? So he sees her suffering if she's the one getting, you know, beat up all the time and this and that. You see what I mean? He tends to take more of the mother or the woman instinct.
So I mean, now I've heard like of the fact that a lot of men being born with like less testosterone,
mm-hmm.
that plays a part in that too.
Yeah, it could. Mhm. But that don't necessarily mean that they have to actually turn out gay because of that. I think it's the environment that goes along with that. You see what I'm saying? So, and then my thing is, like, my auntie was gay, one of my daddy's sisters. We grew up around her. I went over her house all the time when I was little. I mean, when I was little, I didn't know what was going on. Like, dang, she got a lot of women friends.
She up in there smacking the shit out of the bitch. I said, go put the kids some grits. What?
No, because she was the man.
Why are you beating up on cousin Patricia? Because Patricia going to get her motherfucking ass whooped if she don't get up in there and cook dinner.
But, you know, I was a kid. I didn't know what she was actually doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We
I guess when you at that age of innocence, it's hard to figure out. Because I remember I seen a motherfucker and, to me, this motherfucker was just like the sharpest dressed motherfucker I had ever seen. I'm like, man, you know, this is a sharp dressed motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't think that he was gay.
Exactly.
I'm like, little flashy, sharp dressed motherfucker. And I got old, I'm like, oh. Okay. One of this motherfucker dressed like this.
I mean, they just let us do anything. So I think all of us growing up, we'll do whatever. They let us drink, you know, they'll be partying, playing cards, doing whatever. All the people in the neighborhood, that was the house where everybody was at. So all us kids, we just was like running free. And they leave their drinks around, everybody taking sips. We fucked up, kids fucked up, grandparents fucked up. It was just, that's the way it was. So anything went. So it wasn't like, oh, will you try this? Sure, hell, why not? You know what I mean?
But that had to be one hell of a family secret. I mean,
yeah.
Wait a minute, now who? And I mean, I know the argument had to, wait a minute. Well, you say the argument ain't came because your old man don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think he know. And then, you know, because my uncle, my daddy would say something, my uncle was talking mess about my sister. You know what I'm saying? And somebody told him about it. I don't know. He ain't saying nothing, so I don't know. I mean, my sister is more gay than anything. I mean, she do sleep with guys, too, but she more stays with females. So, I don't know. I can't say who did it to who. I have no idea.
Damn. That would be one hell of a family secret. I mean, hell, you didn't trump mine.
Oh, my goodness.
That one, that crazy.
Yeah.
Then they argue, your sister, your cousin, do they stay together? Do they still kick it?
I mean, they still hang out with each other. They don't live together.
Okay. Well, shit.
They both crazy as far as I'm concerned.
So
I mean,
pretty
much. Every time my cousin try to get with a guy, I know that last guy she got with, he shot somebody in the face. He in jail now.
God damn. Okay. Well, look, so you say you had a question.
Yeah, I got two questions. Now, the first question is, do you know if anything is still happening between them?
I mean, they still hang out with each other, so, I mean, I can't say.
So anything is possible, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that they think that it's wrong, or they think it's okay because it's same sex?
I would say they probably don't see nothing wrong with it. Because, you know, people wouldn't know that they was related. You know what I'm saying? You can't look at them two and tell they related. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, two females with each other, I mean, who would really say something?
Do you think it's something wrong with it?
I'm just talking about, like, well, it's whatever, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
That was crazy. You know what? We
I wouldn't do it. I mean, the only thing I can say is I wouldn't do it. But... I can't knock people for doing what you do. So whatever. I mean, I wouldn't do it per se, but
I'm just thinking they figure, well, shit, it ain't like we can have no kids from this situation. So you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, yeah, you don't know if they still, you know what I'm saying? It could have just been one of them childhood things or whatever, and they realized, oh, we related, so we probably didn't do that.
Well, no, they knew they was related, but...
But I'm saying, you know...
I'm saying they could have started earlier or something.
Well, Jack, you think they used to do the hoochie-coochie when they was little?
You know everybody used to do the hoochie-coochie. Don't put up here and act like nobody used to do that. Y'all didn't do that with nobody.
Yeah,
okay, who did you do yours with then?
The neighbor. No, seriously, it was the neighbor, or my mother's friend's kids that was like, you know, that we used to grow up playing together.
Yeah, that was my mama's best friend's son. We used to call each other cousins, but we like, shit, we ain't got absolutely no blood relation whatsoever.
I mean, you know, I'll show you mine, show me yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that game.
That motherfucker got a little over the. You still want to show me yours? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, show it to me. I'm just saying, you know, it happens like that. But,
yeah.
I mean, that ain't nothing for the most part, yeah, I've heard. I mean, I ain't going to say I heard it. I done seen it, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen it, you know, the Oochie Coochie Gang, shit. You know. But now, I don't think that would resort as, like, a deep, dark family secret unless y'all was, like, 15 and y'all was still playing the Oochie Coochie Game. Then something was kind of wrong.
Exactly.
Man, you after 8-9 years old, it's okay now. We got to quit playing the Oochie Coochie Game because you starting to develop and shit. My shit getting really hard now. Hey, you 15, how much you want to play the Oochie Coochie Game? Yeah. What? You motherfuckers trying to fuck. That's what y'all trying to do.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I know I've turned some people out, but it wasn't family or nothing like that. Like the girl across the street from my grandmother's house. I remember I turned her out.
So I left a trail of turned out as female. Motherfucker just come running like she a motherfucking a dude or something. Oh, Lord, here comes Janine. Hide me. What the fuck you mean hide you from her? You don't know what she capable of. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Got you, got them over there scared because you talking about who the fuck is that nigga? What? Huh? Man, hold on, baby. I'm a man standing right here. I ain't talking to your punk ass.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't act like that at all. Okay.
She done pulled up in front of her grandma, old girl, sitting on the porch.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
What? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I see we got Sunshine in the queue listening, and you want to talk, press one. But seriously, now, I mean, all right, now, with that, with what we've been saying, now, look, Stone, I know you got to come up with a better family secret than what you came up with.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just I've been sitting here thinking, man, and I don't know.
She don't know.
I mean, it's been recently exposed that a family member, you know, is HIV positive, you know, and don't nobody know, you know. But, I mean, other than that, I really don't know. I can't say. My family, you know, we ain't necessarily as close as we once were. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, if they got stuff going on, I really wouldn't know about it. And, I know my cousin.
Well, hell, that right there in itself is a hell of a family secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, don't nobody want to tell his mama. So.
I think like when I was younger, like one of the biggest secrets was that I actually sold dope and didn't nobody, you know, your mama didn't want to tell nobody. Oh, such and such didn't went to college. Such and such that did this. What's Lil Cass doing? He out there selling dope.
Well, who would want to say that?
My baby's proud, girl.
Shit, my baby's
out of
that shit.
He's slacking hella rocks off the block.
You know, she's proud. What's she supposed to say?
I'm saying that's what it is. That was a fact. Me personally, I didn't think it was a secret. I didn't care, but I mean, you know, when you get older, you look at it. But back then, shit, I didn't give a fuck. But then, you know, you kind of look at you look at your mother, and like, damn, you know, she like, damn, motherfucker's trying to be doctors and lawyers. This motherfucker trying to be Nino Brown.
Mm-mm. Yes,
she
picked it up her baby was a community leader. That's what my baby do. My baby community leader.
Right. Oh. He works in the community.
Yeah, that's
what they
would say.
He is a civil activist.
That's
okay.
Right. Sunshine, what's going on, baby?
Hey.
What's going on? All right, now check this out, baby. We're talking about family secrets. I mean, should you keep them? Should you tell them? And if you got one to tell, go ahead.
Let's see, this dude I was dealing with, this was back in the day though, I found out that My cousin got two kids, Val.
Riding motherfucker, you.
I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know she was my cousin until after me and him was already dealing. By then, the damage was already done. So it wasn't no sense in messing up a good thing. She not a close cousin. I mean, we didn't grow up together. We didn't kick it.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Let me stop you right there. So now, does the family importance, like the family, like, that's why I was saying, that's why I asked you, Janine, were they first cousins? Because, I mean, like, distant cousins, do you really include them? Or you be like, well, that motherfucker down the line, that motherfucker so far down the line anyway, fuck it. We could just, you don't care if we find out or not. Let me ask you. Would you care if your cousin found out?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, her grandmother, what was it, her grandmother? Her grandmother and my grandmother were close, but, I mean, me and her wasn't close. Like a third or fourth, fifth, sixth cousin. Shit.
So, in other words, what you're saying, that's just a family secret you would just keep. You ain't nothing you just be like, okay, well.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna go out and tell that one.
No.
Okay.
But it's another twist to that, though.
Well, what's the twist?
Because I just found out that my husband is related to his wife.
Damn. Wait a minute. Hold up. We got some new callers.
Huh?
Caller, what's happening?
What's good?
Waylo?
Yes, sir.
Waylo, man, these motherfuckers is clowning. So you, wait a minute, hold on 1 second, Waylo. So, Sunshine, what you telling me is you determined to stay around this guy?
I mean, see it. In the family, man.
Boy, I go to the family.
Hey, give me a kiss. We family.
Go to the family reunion like, hey, come on, cuz, come out to the store with me. I'm going to ride the store with my cousin. You don't mind, do you? Girl, go on. Yeah, that's your guy. Well, no, I'm going to ride the store with your cousin. You know I wouldn't do nothing like that. He your cousin.
Right.
Dirty motherfucker. Waylo, what's jumping off, baby?
Shit, man. Just got back from the damn doctor. Fucked up my damn thumb and shit.
Motherfucker, stop putting it back there. She done clenched them butt cheeks and turned the other way on his ass. Crack, motherfucker, I done told you something. Sticking that motherfucker back there.
That's the right time. That's the left time. So it wasn't that this time.
Hell no. Well, your ass, boy, you always got something going.
Hey.
All right, Waylo, to the nice topic. Family secrets, man. Do you keep them or do you tell them? If you got one to tell, let it out.
Do you keep them or do you tell? That's depending on what the secret is.
All right, well, check this out. I'm gonna fill you in on mine. Recently, I found out that two of my cousins are not cousins. They're actually brother and sister.
Huh. Yeah, that's probably something that... That's something that you probably need to get out there.
Okay, so you think it should come out?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
That's something that needs to come out because all this time they've been picking at their cousin. What if they want to include each other in a will or some shit like that? Or, you know, want their kids to know who their uncle, their real uncle is and shit like that.
Or what if they got a health issue?
Yeah, they need blood or something.
Kidney or something. Yeah.
Like, shit, we can't help you because you ain't got no blood on us. We can't find your type. And your cousin sitting right next to your bed with the same goddamn type. You about to die because you don't know that's your damn sister.
Oh, Lord, now he gonna think it's his duty to tell.
I'm doing everybody a favor.
Yeah.
See, they talking about I'm going to be the drunk uncle to come to the family reunion and bust it out.
Star and shit, huh?
Yeah. You're going to just leave,
I'm like, bitch, fuck you. You need to tell your nephew and your niece that they brother and sister and not cousin, you motherfucker.
Yeah, and then hit my bottom.
Yep. Nasty motherfuckers.
Yeah. As soon as they say something bad about me, I bet you I ain't got kids by the same motherfucker. Why you sharing dicks? Bet you didn't know that, did you? Huh, auntie? Look at my other auntie. Go ahead, tell them. I heard about it. Looking at the kids. You bastards. No, y'all the bastards.
Only one of my family secrets that I could think of is one of my uncle's games. Don't nobody know it.
Oh, he's still in the closet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
I mean, so wait a minute. Is he just in the closet around y'all, or he just trapped? He just don't want to come out. So it's just around y'all.
He locked in the closet and the key ain't nowhere to be found.
Hey, you need to go and tell Rufus to bring his ass on out the closet. Tell Rufus, come on.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy, especially nowadays.
Uh-huh.
So is he the masculine?
Does he have a specific job or something where he won't do, you know, is that the reason?
He got a good job. He's an insurance agent. He make good paper. Are you a part-time bodybuilder?
I know nobody cares if the insurance agent gay. He can come on
exactly.
Out.
So, I just don't know. Like, do the family not know because, like, he's the masculine? Like, he's not the one that, you know, is the feminine.
He's not the feminine one.
Right.
Wait, is he married?
Nah, he ain't married. He got a girlfriend, though.
But you say he a part-time bodybuilder? You say he a part-time bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Oh, this big buff motherfucker walking around grabbing boobies.
Yep.
Let him talk to Janae.
Here,
come on out.
Oh no.
Cause I don't
care.
Yeah, I'm crying.
I've been holding that for at least good shit over 12-13 years.
So you called him in an act, or he confided in you?
He told me to come to his crib. He wanted to talk. So I was in town. I went over there, and he got a nice-ass crib. He got, like, a big-ass fucking studio apartment and shit like that. The only door in the fucking house is the bathroom door and the front door. Nice-ass crib. Went over there. And, like, soon as you walk, he buzzed me in. And as soon as I walked in, it was like this dude leaving out the door. And the dude that was leaving out the door was suspect. I was like, who the fuck was that? He was like, that's what I need to talk to you about. I was like, you got to be fucking shit with me. He was like, man, I need to tell somebody.
Oh, man.
Like, you got to be shit with me. So, I was kind of figuring that, you know, while his apartment looked the way that his apartment looked. His apartment looked like a chick would stay there, but it's more masculine, you know, shit enough. But it's all decorated to a Tito. Matching colors, this, matching. You know how you go to Target, you see that brown and pink?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, hold on, man. I like to match my colors, too. So that don't mean nothing, all right?
No.
Don't mean
a
goddamn thing.
You see it brown and pink.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm about to say, man. Hey, I like to match my colors, too.
The pillows, his bed comforter set is brown, pink, and with, like, yellow or some shit in it.
Oh, no. We ain't doing none of that.
Not no single man. I mean, shit, I can see him. Okay, yeah, not no single man.
Well, now, hold on. I had brown and, like, a baby blue when I was single. I had my my room was decked out, like, in brown and baby blue.
Oh,
that's
not pink.
Okay, I'm just saying. Hey, I like the way baby blue looks, so don't motherfucker.
That's not pink, though.
That's not pink. And I seen a nigga today. I seen a nigga today. He had on a raw ass bull fitted, and the hat was tight as hell. But he had on, and it was like fuchsia and black. But and I was like, okay, I can live with that. But this nigga had on a fuchsia book bag too, and I'm like,
yeah, that was his purse.
Yeah.
And you know what? His computer bag is his purse. He take his motherfucking computer bag wherever he fucking goes.
Okay.
So that motherfucking computer bag, it might look like a fucking computer bag, but it's a fucking Louis Vuitton computer bag, and it's got all these fucking pockets and shit. That's his motherfucking purse.
Well, let me ask a question. Do y'all think, because men wear pink, do y'all think they're more gay if they wear something pink? Like a pink shirt with a pink hat, stuff like that.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. When Cameron came out with that shit, and when it was even when it was fashionable, I wasn't wearing no damn pink.
Right. I mean, I see a lot of guys wearing that, but when I look at it, and I mean, it looks nice on them and everything. I don't be saying that it don't look nice, but I know I can't fuck with it.
I got one pink shirt.
I
got one pink shirt, and it's got gray pinstripes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that shirt disappeared to.
Oh, my God. He got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He took it.
Shit. Like,
oh,
I got some shoes that go right with this motherfucker.
Oh, that's what the fuck you can put one arm in my shirt, so.
I mean, I've never been the one to do the pink thing. Like I said, even when it was fashionable and niggas was running around here with some damn pink Air Force Ones with pink polo shirts and man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Shit, I didn't even buy that pink shirt. My ex bought that fucking pink shirt. She told me to what the fuck.
And, you know, I'm a dark guy. I'm dark. And I used to always hear, like, ooh, pink will look so good on you. You will never find out.
Okay.
Like
you better imagine
Easter
it.
Right. Just imagine how I look in it because I'm not wearing it.
That's going to be in your head, and that's where we're going to keep that. I can dig
it.
I don't know. I think, okay, like say, for instance, if you – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Like, say, for instance, if we together, like, you know what I'm saying, we going to an event or something like that, and, like, I don't see nothing wrong with, you know, like, accenting one another, but that's because you with your woman, you know what I'm saying, and y'all are coordinating with one another. Like, if I, you know, happen to be wearing pink, and then you might just throw some pink in your outfit just to coordinate with me, okay, I can live with that, but... So you could just be in a pink shirt and a pink top with some pink gaiters, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to roll with that.
That's too much.
You got your suit, your shirt on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You throw a pink hanky in your jacket or, you know what I'm saying, a pink tie or something like that just to accent what I got on. Okay, we can roll with that.
You know what? I hear you talking, and, I mean, for all practical purposes, I'm going to tell y'all now, I was traumatized. I had to go to the prom. My whole thing is I was wearing blue and black. And her mother came up with this pink dress. So I'm like, blue and black and pink ain't gonna go. And it was like, well, no, you gotta wear pink. And the fuck if I do? I wound up having to break down and wear the pink cummerbund.
I wore blue and black.
I had to wear a pink cummerbund with the pink tie, and that pink traumatized me. And from that day on, I refused to wear pink ever again in life. I refused. But, Willow, you had a question. What was it?
It was totally off topic.
Off topic on this show.
My wife's coworker, we was doing some shit in the middle of the street, and he just yelled out fucking this word, said bukkake. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And she was like, you don't know what that is? I was like, no. So I was like, I'm going to call the show tonight and see if anybody else heard of what that is.
What's the word?
Is it sexual?
Yes, it is.
You know, we got our analyst on here, Janine.
Right.
Shit, what is a bukkake?
Hell if I know. Shit. Sound like a big cock, shit.
Well, I mean, that's what you would get out of it.
Of course.
But what, they was yelling it to you, dog? They was telling you? They was walking past you saying, bukkake, bukkake?
No, the motherfucker just started yelling it. Like, he yelled it once or twice, and that was, like, the end of
it.
Was y'all doing
it?
What is it?
It was a
You might want to find out that, because he might have been telling you he want a little taste.
No, that ain't what that means.
What it means?
He said the only reason he said that was because it was a fun word to say. But then when he fucking told me what it is, and he was like, Google it, don't watch it. It should be a video come up. So I Googled it, I watched
it says the process of grabbing your testicles.
He wanted to grab your testicles.
That is what it say. I'm looking at it. It's actually on here. Bukkake.
Bullshit. Keep reading.
They usually yell it in the upper pitch. Then he yell it real high to indicate his current joy with the present situation of you grabbing your dick.
Nah, bullshit.
Not you.
Okay. I'm not making it up. That's what it's saying.
Maybe y'all spelled it different.
Yeah, maybe we are.
How do they spell it?
Boo Cocky. B-O-C-K-Y. Boo.
Nah, it was B-U some shit.
Wait a minute. How did you spell it again? How did you spell it again, Janine?
Boo, B-O-O, Cocky. C-O-C-K-Y.
This shit was spelled like B-U-K-I-K-I from shit like that.
Now he want to change the definition, the spelling of it. Oh,
y'all ain't about to play me tonight, goddamn it. My son. Leave me alone. I'll fuck around and go to that motherfucker room and punch him in his face for no reason.
Okay, they do have another spelling for it. B-U-K-A-K-K-E.
Yeah, something like that.
Same definition, though. Same definition. What
okay,
is say? You sound like Craig. What is say?
But still, why would he say that to you, though, if it's a sex act? So why would he say that to you? It's still a sex act.
No, he just yelled it out. He didn't care to me.
Well, why would he yell it out in front of you? Were they any women around?
I didn't
want
you to hear.
Were there any women around? It's a sex act portrayed in films in which several men ejaculate on a woman or another man.
So you're just making this shit even worse.
No!
All right, back to what y'all were talking about. Shit.
I looked up the other one for you. That's what that was.
Motherfucker, I'm gonna whoop his ass.
I was just saying, why would you say that around you?
I don't
know. Women around. Okay, well, I'm just asking.
But it was a bunch of men around, so he just felt the need to say Bukkake.
Bukkake, ejaculate on my face.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's one of them ones where I wish he never brought up right about now.
I was just curious if y'all ever heard of it. Shit, they don't say in my game. I know I ain't fucking
gay. I have now.
I have now, and I know not to go outside and get around a bunch of niggas talking about, hey, who got kids? Who got kids?
You gonna get your ass whooped.
Hey, what the fuck you just say to
somebody
me? Blue cocky. Man, no told me to say blue cocky. I'm gonna have to type that on. I'm gonna have to post that on the site. One word you do not say around all men. Blue cocky.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody please post that on the site. Somebody please post the Bukkake and the definition on the site. So we don't want to have no more discrepancies about what the fuck this means.
Oh,
he
goodness.
Said, hey, that's worse than the CV4 when he's like, hey, your voice sounds so familiar. Man, just turn around and eat your big-ass bitch. You have a very distinguished voice, Bukkake. Man, Waylo, I like that shirt you're wearing, man. Where you coming from, Bukkake? Hey, y'all, let's quick. Let us stop. We're going to be the turn. We're going to be the turn Sin City to one of them Jenny Jones episodes. Gary Man is accused of killing some man. And as they were taking him away, you heard him say, I got your Bukkake, motherfucker. I got your Bukkake right here. Son of a bitch. I got your motherfucking bukkake, ho.
Got Walter Jacobson
on Channel 2 talking about, yes, bukkake. The dumb sex craze. Getting people killed. Oh, man. Only in Sin City. Only in Sin City do you hear Waylo talking about a man told him bukkake. Waylo probably just stood up. He looking at the hotel room though right now. I'ma kill this bitch. I'ma kill this bitch.
I'm gonna go to his room. Hey, don't you ever say that shit to me again.
But I don't give a fuck what you meant. Don't you ever say that shit to me again.
Okay. Don't even say a word that time with the letter B, goddammit.
I ain't it. Nigga, you better not even try to inch up on me and scare me and say boo, motherfucker. I'ma kill you.
Don't say boo and cocky in the same sentence.
Right. Damn, that's a cocky guy. Who the fuck you think you talking to? No, I don't. I was saying the guy was cocky. I'm going to put that up. Today, if a man says boo cocky to you, you whoop his ass. Oh, man. Waylo, you should have been on yesterday, man. We had a stripper from New York on.
Oh, yeah.
From where?
You right, New York.
Her name was Miss Classy.
She got pictures up?
Yeah, she's on SinCityRadio.name.com.
Okay. Well, go check her out.
I brought it up because we was having a conversation, man, and she was telling us, like, she said she don't do the average stripper. She says she's more or less the, you know, she what is, how did she say it? I don't want to say it the wrong
way.
A
BBW. What is that? A big stripper. What is the BBW?
BBW stripper.
A big
bone
woman.
Yeah. Big bone,
yeah.
Big beautiful woman. But she was saying...
Big beautiful woman.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was saying that she don't go like to the average strip clubs. She don't work in average strip clubs. She do like, I don't know. I don't like to say. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Underground parties.
Underground
parties, and she said they're by invite only. You know, and it's basically a crowd of invited people that go to these parties. And she said, you know, anything goes. Well, she said she didn't. You know, engage in having sex, but she liked doing girl-on-girl shows. She was,
yeah,
I was going to ask her
about that because she was talking about they be having dick-sucking contests. How you know about that then? You ain't involved in it.
Right. You up to dancing naked and you ain't sucking no dick? You a lie.
Well, now in her defense, she did say she have crept away a couple of times. But now, not to stop what I was saying, but damn, liquor store knew everything. She was really into this episode. Did you hear? Liquor store went hard. Yeah, because she took a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And.
Yeah, we need to go to New York.
Hey.
We need to take a road trip.
Right, shit.
I was tuned in.
I see. But now, well, over all that, because we got to talking about the threesome things, you know, the threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was the only guy on the show yesterday, which I had a ball shit. I ain't have to worry about hearing nobody else talking about getting some pussy. I was the only motherfucker there. But.
I've been upset for them 3 weeks and ain't seen one woman's ass. I'm upset.
Yeah, but you keep it up, you're going to see a lot of bukkake.
Bullshit.
3 weeks? You ain't had nothing in 3 weeks?
I ain't had nothing in 3 weeks.
Well, good. I'm not alone. All right, man.
Oh,
it's me and you.
Are
we on the same
thing? You eat the liquor store? Oh, my God. Oh, I'll be smoking right now.
But see, this is not by choice. This is...
I don't care. I'll be sick.
Oh, yeah. Her and the girl get sick when they don't have... Anyway, like I was saying, my point that I was trying to make is that, now, you being a man, and I mean, you know, you done did what you done did. Now, if your girl offered to give you a threesome, do you sit that, I mean, do you take the chance of ruining the threesome by trying to go behind your girl back, getting with the girl on the one-on-one thing?
Or ruining your relationship with the girl who you with, or the
right.
girl that y'all did the threesome with?
No, because for one, the threesome ain't going to be shit, but based off of fucking anyway. And if my girl is fucking, she knows my sexual needs already, that's why she's my girl, for one. And if two, she giving me a threesome, I wouldn't want to fuck that up and get in a threesome again. So why would I fuck up my relationship to fucking fuck this one chick that I ain't going to ever see again, or could possibly fuck up my relationship up? Being stable, having a stable relationship, and getting threesomes, and going behind.
That was my whole point yesterday. I don't understand why a guy, if she giving you a threesome, only thing that I can see is that you want another one, and she tell you no, then you might try to, well, she gonna tell me no, I'm gonna plug up with a threesome and try to get her and another girl. I mean, even with that, that's just far-fetched. But, I mean, because it's like, okay, if you sitting there and it's like, okay, well, hey, baby, what we going to do tonight? Her kid's gone, ain't nothing to do, shit. You want to go to the movies? No. What about a threesome? Sure. Okay, there we go. Bam. Sunshine, we know you don't believe in this, but just listen anyway.
Well, what if y'all been with this same one girl for like a year? Y'all have constantly been threesomes with the same one girl. Do you think?
Since she's part of the family.
Yeah. I'll tell you like this. I was in high school when I got my first threesome. And I didn't know that she was bisexual, the chick that I was dating. She was bisexual, and she had a girl. She was like, hey, come over here to Concord real quick. I was like, for what? She was like, just come to Concord, you know, bring you something to drink, and make sure you bring, like, a box of rubs. I was like, all right, usually that means we're going to be fucking all night. So I was like, all right, so I went and got me some fucking, I got some Blue Beast or whatever. Went over there,
Ooh, those are good old days there, Blue Beast. God damn, boy, you couldn't get none off that. You just a sour motherfucker.
So we get over there, and she opened the door, and it wasn't her that opened the door. I was like, such and such. And she was like, yeah, she here. Come on in. Don't be scared.
Hey, but like, don't be scared to say the name. Don't be scared to say the name. Go ahead, man. Still in Gary, we found her. Fuck, hey, wait, look. Just text it to me. Just text it to me.
Sean, she ain't looking at me. Poor Sean. But, got over the fucking, came in, we sitting there watching TV, and then my girl was like, all right, what y'all want to do? I'm sitting there looking stupid, like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I ain't know what the fuck she's talking. She's like, let's watch some porn. I was like, let's watch some porn. You want to put some porn on? I've been drinking this fucking Blue Beast. I got a box of rubbles. And y'all already, it's summertime, so y'all have next. This ain't about to go very well for y'all. So, kept the porn on. She pulled my shit out. She sucked it right in front of her. I was like, all right, this is what kind of party this is about to turn out to be. we fucking, fucking, and the shit was over with. She went over there and gave her a kiss, and we left. She dropped me off. Well, I dropped her off. Went to the crib. She called me. She was like, "You enjoying yourself?" I was like, "Yeah." First thing came out of her mouth after "Did I enjoy myself?" was, "Oh, she be going over there trying to fuck her again. She got a man and all this other shit. She just want to stick." It's like, "All right, whatever." Go to her crib, and her girl was over there. She was like, "Hey, y'all want to go in the room?" I'm like, "All right." So they sit me down. They both sucked me off at the same time. This happened like maybe 3 or 4 times. About a fourth or fifth time, the chick was like, "Hey, all this shine, no, but I'm kind of feeling you. Here's my number, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you give me a call?" I'm sitting there like, "You about to start some shit." So I'm thinking this is like a test to see if, you know, my girl
right.
can put up to that shit. So I ain't fall for it. I told her. I told her she went fucking crazy. Went over there and she was like, "All right, we're going to have a threesome one more time, but after that, I'm done fucking with that bitch." I was like, "Y'all in a relationship?" She was like, "Yeah, you didn't know? That's my girl, not my girl." I was like, "Well, hey, that's a bitch. You cheating on me with a bitch."
But you know what? Now, here's the crazy part about that.
Can you consider that cheating, though?
Exactly. And that's the first thing you hit. What? That ain't considered cheating because it was with a girl.
Bullshit.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
All that other shit. Oh, bullshit.
That is not the same. And y'all
I mean, because I've been cheated on several times. And I'm like, wait, huh? Wait a minute, you was with who?
Really?
I mean, now my thing is, why didn't you call me?
Yeah, I wasn't pissed off about it, but you
told me. I mean, maybe you was at work.
Kind of party that we going to have. We're going to have an open relationship. I like to fuck women. And I wouldn't have said no. I would have been all right with it. But shit, let me know ahead of time.
I mean, but one thing you ain't gonna do, you ain't kicking me out the room. And if that bitch don't like me being in here, then she gotta go.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Okay, you're not kicking me out. You're not kicking me out the room. I don't want him here. Who the fuck is him? Him staying right here, bitch. Him ain't moving. And you finna take some dick from him. Or you getting the fuck out.
Oh my God. I had a friend like that. She was fucking
I'm telling you. I don't wanna fuck with him. What?
And she said this
too. Caught that bitch in a front face lock and pulled her ass off that damn bed so fast.
She told him he could go wait in the living room.
Man, that bitch would have got pushed out the window. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
there was one time where we was over at my chick's crib, and she came over there to pick some shit up. And she walked in on it when we was fucking. I was like, "Shit, either come in or close the goddamn door."
Like, "I'm gonna wait out front."
Well, all right, whatever, bye.
So many times that has happened.
I mean, no, you're not putting me out. Fuck that.
One girl caster would be in my living room while he was in the bedroom waiting. But she didn't want to go in there, so she was like, "Well, this fucker, we got to do it right here."
Well, I'd have walked out there with my dick hanging out. What is this? What the fuck is this?
You end up sitting by yourself and all you hear is moaning.
Right. You up in a room. Hey, you in a room. You in that dude. You did a couple little sit-ups, little push-ups. Yeah, I'm just right. Shit, they got rock hard. You just thinking, why the fuck her first like this? Then I'm going to bend her over. Wait a minute, hold up. Shit, they've been in there about 15 minutes. All right, what the?
Anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Slam the door.
Of
So, of course, then he started. Not only was he jealous of men, now he's jealous of women. Oh, this bitch trying to take you, too? I said, oh, Lord, I got to hear this shit, too.
Oh, no, that's fucked up.
Oh, well.
You got to worry about men and women. Damn, goddamn.
Yeah.
You can't even go outside.
He going to fuck around and take the dog out for the dog looking at you funny next.
Right, as soon as you, tear that dog, I'm finna go walk the dog now, you ain't.
Like, what you doing with some damn peanut butter? Oh, hell no. Nah. Get that dog up out of here.
Right there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
I guess that was a strain on him.
Hell yeah.
Have to think about that all the time.
You at work, I wonder which one of these bitches licking her pussy at the motherfucking desk.
And that didn't happen.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'll be circling that parking lot every 15 minutes. Your boss be like, sorry, your husband, he's being very unruly. He's outside. He's trying to come in. Security guard keep pushing him. He's fighting the security guard. I know you're in there with that motherfucking bitch.
Look,
I couldn't even.
And we both got our titties up against the window. We know you want some.
Right.
That's fucked up.
That just ain't right.
I see y'all coming home now. Let me smell your pussy.
Right. Let me smell your fingers. You've been touching some old pussy. Wait a minute. You've been touching pussy today.
Oh,
this is some bullshit.
Get a breath
of
the kid.
Cal's gonna lick a finger. This ain't your pussy.
Right, this ain't the pussy I'm used to. What is wrong with all no? That Michelle bitch again, ain't you? Because you're so busy. You know what I'm saying? You wondering, you fanning open that your old lady ain't fucking another nigga, and here come Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you done been with Michelle again, ain't you, bitch? I knew it. They go out and fight Michelle. I mean, shitty. You can go fight Jermaine. Oh, nigga, what's up, nigga? But keep you stay away from my bitch. What you gonna do with Michelle? She talking all shit to you. Yeah, you punk bitch. I was licking that pussy all night. What?
Well, I walk up to Michelle, tell her, you fuck my girl one more time, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a good comeback. But other than that, you can't say shit. You can't hit her. Y'all
uh-huh.
in the club. She pointing you out. Yeah, I fucked his bitch. What?
That's fucked up.
I mean, at least if it's a dude, you could be like, man, you know, he disrespected me.
I got
it. It's what you, all you got to do is buy this bitch a drink.
Okay, Mr. Saul says he had a question.
Yeah, I got a question. All right, is it wrong if you go with a dude and he think it's cool to, you know, say, do what he do everywhere, like this? He's experimental, so he likes different races, and, you know, he want to be with older women and black women and Asian women and all of that. So, you know, saying that he's doing all of that, and his sister, my girl. So is it wrong if you fuck his sister?
If you fuck his sister?
No, if. If, you know what I'm saying, is it wrong if you fuck his sister? Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm not under, you say is it wrong if you fuck his sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get none of that. That's a pussy I know. I can't get none of, so, yeah, that's wrong.
That's just like you're fucking your sister.
Yeah, wife.
I mean,
you don't want to fuck your sister.
Well, he's fucking everybody else. The only reason why I did it.
No. But the family is family. You got drunk.
Yeah, that's a revenge thing. You got to go outside the circle.
Yeah, you gotta go outside, my father. That's just like, I mean, that's just like if he fucked your sister, you would never forgive him. You can't fuck my sister and expect me to forgive you.
What?
You're not gonna be mad at your sister because your sister was like, "Yeah, what you
wanna do?" And you know, and that's another scenario. See, if it's your brother, y'all can go in the motherfucking in the grass in the mama backyard and go for broke, Ben. Is that's that? What can you do with your sister?
Mm-hmm.
I never speak to you again, bitch.
That's why Mama didn't like you anyway.
Right? Oh, Mama hates you now.
Adopted.
I don't think that he knows about that. Still to this day, that's like a long time ago.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You gotta watch it though, because you gotta think
fuck
that's your sister.
Huh?
You fucked the preacher's sister?
No. I said a long time ago.
I'm about to say, God damn, God bless the child.
No.
Oh, so in other words, you have indulged.
I never told you that I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you, these deacon wives is just as cute. Boy, I tell you, the pastor's wives ain't. Boy, I tell you.
I wasn't his wife then.
No, you were just a dip then, huh?
Of course, I didn't know him. The last time I hadn't met him yet.
Oh, okay. Sunshine, you still with us?
Yeah.
You ain't gave that man a threesome yet?
No.
She like, hell no, motherfucker. It ain't gonna happen. You know, we got to check on you periodically. You might break down one day. Hey, fuck it here, motherfucker.
I don't think so.
Don't ask for nothing else.
No, I think Sunshine set that in stone a long time ago when I first called.
I think she told one of y'all about sticking a dick in y'all or some shit.
Yeah.
She was very adamant about not having that thing. She's talking about sticking a dick in y'all and everything. Whoa, wait a minute. Calm down.
Yeah, Sunshine ain't going for that.
He gonna give her ass a roofie one night. She gonna wake up. What happened last night, Doctor? Gonna be like one of them movies. Hey, she gonna be going through the closet buying that DVD. Us. I don't know about us making no DVD saying us. Oh, I'm finna kill him. I'm about to kill this motherfucker here. Hey, she be bad as Waylo. She the news in Minnesota, and all you can hear. Threesome. I got your threesome, bitch. Look at you now. Now you ain't got no dick. Now look at you. She done cut the nigga dick off. Lorena Bobby Jr.
Yep, threesome that shit.
I can hear you. They carry your ass in the police car.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
You know what, Cass, for the record, I never said that I was not game with a threesome. I said I was not game with a threesome within my relationship. I'm not willing to do that with the man I'm with and another woman. Never said I wasn't game. I said it couldn't be with my man.
So what you going to do with a stranger?
No, he wouldn't be a stranger. Neither person would necessarily be a stranger. I'm just saying, within my relationship, I can't share my man. But, like, if you're somebody that's all we do is fuck, then, yeah, okay, I'd be willing to do it with him because we don't have no
strength. So what she's saying, if me and you, since we're no longer strangers to her,
Hold on. There you go, y'all. He likes Cedric getting his name on Rocco Jenkins.
I left Waylo out. I'm sorry. Or I left me and Waylo were to come to her.
Boy, I swear, y'all ever seen Rocco Jenkins? Y'all remember that Cedric the Entertainer? He just always had to get in on something. I said, damn Waylo.
Hey, you had something yesterday with the stripper from New York.
This was slick ass motherfucker too, boy.
Oh my god! I just wanted to clear that up. At least it's just an name to put some extra words. Leave it to her.
I'm just saying, I got 3 weeks of fucking babies in my nuts right now. I'm a little unhappy.
Oh, my God.
You keep them there, baby. Is that considered criminal confinement? I don't know. You fucked up when you said babies. You motherfuckers like, shit. Ain't playing that shit.
Red light.
Yeah, they only going one or two places here.
Nah, they been held up that long. Shit, they might bust through my clip and shit. Hell, fuck that.
Fucking with that damn Waylo.
The Waylo can't come over here no more. This motherfucker got the comic breaking lights and shit.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
You in the Korean vitamins and shit.
Okay.
I know. Right. He took his rhinoceros piss. He fucked up.
He did his sit ups and shit. I'm good.
Shit. Sit strong as fuck.
You wouldn't
even know what that might
be out here for.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
y'all funny. Ain't that
criminal
confinement, Waylo? Huh? Ain't that criminal confinement?
Yeah.
Better release.
I'm going back home straight on bullshit.
God damn, Waylo got 3 kids on the way now. what you do?
And they all born within a week of each other.
Exactly.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My bitch, my baby was born first. Now what?
Hell no, right. My baby's born. Shit, I'll fucking get to. Hey, I'll bring my shot back with me. So, a rubber break, I have a shot back handy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, shit, 3 weeks. You bagged up 3 weeks, motherfucker. You running through them motherfuckers like it ain't shit. Oh, shit. Pop. Oh, God. Pop. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to use the pull-out method.
Well, shit.
Motherfucker got 6 kids from the pull-out method.
You know what, bitch? I got you this diaphragm. Here, just stick this up there. We're going to use this motherfucker.
Hey.
I have a throttle gel in hand.
That's catching everything.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, the pull-out method is about as bad as let me stick the head in. Let me just get the head in. I can't believe that y'all used to actually fall for that. Y'all really didn't fall for that. Y'all just wanted to fuck too, right?
Exactly.
How about y'all couldn't just fall
somebody
for that?
Somebody get fooled
like,
by that.
I always wondered that. Like, yeah, wait a minute. Did they really fall for the head trick? Let me put the head in.
No, we did not. If we did, it's because we wanted it.
Yeah.
You You just said you was gonna put the head in. You know I was lying.
I won't put the head in. As soon as that head kick in, you're gonna get the all the
way in. Hey, wait, look, what was the line? It ain't even all the way in yet. It ain't even in. Yeah, there you go, now.
Fucking Huckle Buck ass in 1.1 seconds.
Hell yeah, wrap, wrap. You were serious. You did just put the head in. I'm asleep now.
Shit.
I told y'all I wanted was the head in. Yeah. I was halfway there before we even got started.
I hate this shit. I hate that shit, I swear to God, I hate that shit. You be with a chick all goddamn day, y'all talking, y'all laughing, watching movies and shit, dig hard as goddamn diamonds and shit, and that motherfucker been hard, like, for the last 2 hours. Finally. You want to go in a room?
Motherfucker, break down. As soon as you hit up in there, oh, shit, goddamn. But you know what? I mean, when I was younger, yeah, I thought like that. But then now, I'm like, motherfucker, you knew what time it was. You shouldn't have me waiting that long. Now you gotta wait.
Cause
I ain't going nowhere.
How are we supposed to know if we doing regular stuff? We going to the movies, watching regular TV. So how we supposed to know y'all?
You know damn well we don't want to watch no TV.
Every time I get up to walk around the goddamn room or walk in front of you, I got my hands covering my shit.
So damn well. Yeah, you want to come watch a movie? No, I want to fuck you, but I know I got to watch this movie because you ain't going to give me the pussy right away.
We ain't going to make it through this movie, goddammit.
God.
Oh, my old thing, shit, you knew damn well I did not want to come there and watch no movie. Then you got your girl.
How long have y'all passed a hold it? Like, where you
I sat for hours. It's been time. I didn't sat for, I'm like a motherfucker. What's this motherfucker? I'm like a sniper. I sit my ass as long as it takes. That motherfucker was doing it. He's now been there 17 hours. No, he hasn't moved yet. He's determined.
No, I mean, how long have you held it? Like, once you finally get it, and since you said you've been waiting, and you know how sometimes since you've been waiting, it makes you come faster. But how long have y'all, like, actually held it? Like, held it from not coming so fast?
I ain't holding it too long.
I'm trying to get that first one out so I can enjoy the rest of my life.
Oh my God.
Because you know, well, typically, I'm going to get some head first. I don't give a damn about getting head for a good half hour, 45 minutes. So if I've been holding all that time, I'm going to get some head first. And I know I'm going to get some head first, and it's going to come out 15, 20 minutes getting the head down. We good after that. Everybody get quiet.
I don't know.
I was trying to figure out shit. I mean, I actually was trying to think, how long have I held it? No, not long.
So when you got that feeling, you just was like, fuck, you just gonna come on out.
Yeah, especially if you didn't have me sitting there waiting all that time. You didn't have me waiting all that time, then it's like, now you want me, hold it. No.
She said, you let me hit that motherfucker when I first got here. We wouldn't be going through this.
We wouldn't have had that problem.
Y'all don't even say nothing. Why don't y'all say something? Because then y'all don't want to come apart. That's all y'all came over there for.
Yeah, we trying to be gorgeous.
Yeah, because the first thing, oh, that's all you came over here for?
That's all you came over here for?
Yeah, but this is the worst. If that's the first thing you want.
Yeah, yeah, shit, we can watch the movie after.
Good.
I tell you what.
That's what I'm saying. Well, do you do it and then watch the movie?
Well, I mean, I understand that's your philosophy, but you need to teach a class because a lot of them motherfuckers don't think like that. You got motherfuckers 35, 40 years old still trying to play that game. Well, I want to watch a movie. Bitch, is you crazy? Now, see, we're not kids no more, so now we're grown enough to say it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Watch a movie? No. What did you thought you was coming over here for? I wanted my dick sucked.
Oh,
would like to have mine sucked right now. That'd be great.
She said what?
I said, we'll give you a virtual. I'm sure it won't be the same as the real thing, but that's all I can do right there.
Oh. Wait, long for the go there, go to sleep. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, wait, let's go get ready to doze off. Carly, go ahead, blue cocky. Blue cocky.
Oh,
well, don't go to sleep like that, man. Drown that out.
I'm not going to go for no reason. Ain't go back to my home.
Don't snap
him
with no thumb on your head.
Right.
He might like it.
Okay. I
didn't
know what I meant.
Every time that dude say something, Waylo, go hit Bukkake. What you say? I ain't said nothing, man. Go get a beer, Bukkake. What? They gonna be up. His mind gonna start playing tricks on him. He had another 3 weeks season.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, good job at work today, Bukkake. Hey man, you say that shit to me one more time, I kill you.
Oh my goodness. No, I said I can't wait to get home, my Bukkake.
I told you not to say no D words.
Oh my goodness.
I'm posting that on the site for real.
What not to say? What not to say to a man?
I'm gonna put both versions on there.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna see if I can find that video that I watched earlier. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. Good night, fellas. Good night, Waylo, Bukkake. Who said it? She motherfucking said it. Y'all, we gonna end this before they take us off there. I don't know what these motherfuckers gonna try to do, but Sunshine, you got any last words for us?
Bukkake.
Smart ass. Everybody go on and get it out one time. It's all right.
All right, y'all, on the count of three. One, two, three. Bukkake. So you got any last words for us?
Yeah, man, y'all are a lot of fun. I enjoy myself every Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. Mr. Bukkake himself, way low. You got any last words?
Yeah. If I find you, I'll catch up and fuck the shit out of you.
All right, Janine, got any last words, baby?
Yes, it was a great show. Very, very funny. Had lots of laughs. And, of course, I will be on here next week.
And that's what's up, y'all. Check this out. Like I say, new year, bring new things. We going balls to the wall for 13. So, hey, we out to have fun. We out to do it big. Don't forget to hit the website up, cityradio.name.com. And we out this bitch. Bukkake, Bukkake, Bukkake.